the sermon is Out of the Darkness. The title is Out of the Darkness. And the passage is from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. It says, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. This message I'm giving is from more of a personal thing that I've been going through. I don't know, last couple of months, I've been kind of going up and down a lot, just internally. I'm doing my best on the outside not to show it, but, you know, internally, I've been going up and down. And so I decided to do like this 30 day of just trying to focus, 30 days of spiritual renewal. And I'm kind of in the middle of it. And I've been doing, you know, I had devotion planned, you know, I'm just trying to schedule time for solitude, meditation on the Word of God, and deeper prayer during this 30 days. I'm kind of somewhere in the middle right now. And but I also been kind of, you know, trying to run hard and in the midst of it going up and down. And last weekend, it wasn't up. It wasn't up for me. Spiritually, I thought, you know, I even had somebody come, a good friend of mine come into the office, and he told me, Pastor Sam, you know, I feel like there's a special anointing on you, you know, last weekend. But the next few days after that, I felt like I was in a dark cave. That's what I felt like. I was in a dark cave. I felt like I was in this darkness. And during that time, little things frustrated me. And that Tuesday, I took it out on the staff of the church. You know, little things were frustrating me. Different things were triggering me. And I started to think about past rejection, past abuse, and this dark negative thoughts. You know, I was struggling with this dark negative thought. And the thoughts were, is this worth it? You know, why try? And the other thought was, just give up, you know, just give up. And when I was going through that, I go, oh, you know, I need to do something about this. And so I tried to go back to my sleeping schedule. I wasn't sleeping well for a few weeks. Went back into my exercise, the long walks. You know, I avoided bad diet, you know. I tried to get my emotion under control. And I also, you know, talked to a few close friends and brothers, you know, I just share what I was going through during, you know, last week. But also, I needed to take care of the spiritual realm. I was going through spiritual darkness. It was a spiritual battle. And so I started to pray for God's help to overcome this attack. I confess, I forgave, I prayed, I rejected the lies, and I stood on the truth. And as I did all those things, I felt the darkness lift. You know, I felt the darkness lift. But you know what I want? What I realize about spiritual darkness? You know, spiritual darkness. In my experience, those who teach and understand deliverance ministry, and people will say, you know, I understand. Pastor Sam understands deliverance ministry. Pastor Sam teaches deliverance ministry. But from my experience, those who teach and understand deliverance ministry, they can easily see when others are going through spiritual battle, but don't see it when they themselves are going through it. And I also struggle with that. You know, I also struggle with that. And 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, you know, Apostle Paul warns, Holy Spirit clearly says that in the later times, and I believe this is the later times, Some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons in the later times. Right now the world's focused on fighting and overcoming COVID-19. This is something we have to deal with and overcome as a nation and as a world, you know. But as a disciple of Jesus Christ, we also need to fight and overcome the spiritual darkness, the spiritual darkness. And as believers, we operate in the physical, yes, but we also need to operate in the unseen spiritual realm. The spiritual battle is unseen, you know, it's unseen. Spiritual battle happens internally. It happens in our mind. It attacks our emotion. It happens in our heart. Spiritual battle is not an outward manifestation, like people foaming in the mouth, coughing uncontrollably, people speaking different voices. But primarily, spiritual battle happens in the unseen, in our mind, emotion, and our heart. And so Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, fix your eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Fix your eyes not on what is unseen, okay? But on the things that we can see. We need to know what Apostle Paul is saying, we need to know as a disciple of Jesus Christ, how to operate in the spiritual realm. We need to be victorious, of course, during the darkness of COVID-19. But we also need to be victorious in the darkness of the spiritual battle. The darkness of the spiritual battle. You know, when we're being spiritually attacked, it is like we are in darkness. Okay? We're in darkness. We don't realize that we're being attacked. The lies seem so real. Okay? And this is my struggle. It seems so real, you know. And please, if you go, Pastor Sam probably never struggles, you know, like that, like what I struggle with. No, I struggle. Those lies seem so real. Okay? You might, the past offense, hurt, pain, and rejection, I thought I'd overcame. I really thought I overcame. But when you are in spiritual darkness, the enemy tries to bring all the past brokenness up again, the hurt, the pain, the rejection back. You see, the enemy is not that creative. Our God is creative. That's why the sunset is so beautiful. That's why the Himalaya mountain is so awesome. That's why the solar system, the stars, the universe is so amazing, because our God is creative. But the enemy is not creative. He keeps going back to the old. He keeps going back to the old. You know, I was reminded when I was in Mozambique and with Iris Ministry, my wife, and she was pregnant for 5 months pregnant, and we had our two oldest daughters there in Mozambique. I think it was around 2007. And Heidi Baker, was the leader of that ministry. But during that time that I was there, I became critical, of her. You know, she didn't do anything wrong to me, but I became critical of her. I will sit there. She'll be preaching, and this negative thoughts would come, and this critical, thoughts would come towards her, right? And what happened was, in one of the meetings during ministry time, when I was praying for this Mozambican pastor, she came behind me and she laid her hands on me, and she started praying for me. And then the Holy Spirit came upon me, touched me, and then I fell to the ground. I got slain in the Holy Spirit, and she started prophesying over me, and then she left. And then then right away, I start to see with a different eyes when I looked at Heidi. All the negative thought was gone. You know, all the offense was gone. You know what I realized? I was going to a spiritual battle. I was in spiritual darkness. My battle was not with Heidi Baker. Come on, you know, she was the most powerful spiritual leader I ever met in my life. And so my battle was not with her, but it was a spiritual battle. And so I want to remind you who you are in Christ. You know, I shared this illustration a while back. You know, you see this cartoon up with the elephant, this strong, this powerful, amazing creature, elephant, right? Majestic. And then what happens? This little mouse comes in. And what does this cartoon show? Yeah, the elephant gets all scared and start, you know, going crazy and tries to run away from the mouse. And this pastor asked, how can a mouse do that to an elephant? And the only way that the mouse could do that to an elephant is through bluff. It's through a lie. You see, the devil is defeated in Christ. We are more than conquerors in Christ. The way the devil deceives us is we forget who we are in Christ. You know, you and I need to. This is, you know, what God was convicting me. You and I need to be a watchman on the wall. We think watchmen as just intercessors, but God gave me a different thought about that, the watchman on the wall. Ezekiel 33 is a call for renewal of Ezekiel's call as a watchman. And what is the main job of a watchman? They're the first one to see when the enemy comes into their city. They're the one. They're the one who's able to discern and see the enemy. And as they're coming, the watchman's responsibility is to warn the city by blowing the trumpet. You know, one thing about spiritual battle is this. Most people are sleeping, okay, in the city. Okay? Most people are sleeping in the city. They're not up on the wall watching. You and I need to be aware of the spiritual realm. This is not just a call for intercessors. This is a call for all believers, a call to the disciples of Jesus Christ. You and I need to identify and see the enemy infiltrating our heart and mind and blow the trumpet. Then you pray, you intercede, you walk in faith to say and tell that mountain to move. You know, so I want to speak this identity into you as a watchman on the wall. Do you see the demonic attack on your family? The generational sin, you know, the alcoholism, families being split up, the rejection in the family, the abandonment, the abuse, the conflict, the division, the fatherlessness, the orphan spirit. Be that watchman on the wall. Watchman on the wall, do you see the demonic attack on the church? The legalism, the religious spirit, the division, the control, the self-righteousness. You are the watchman on the wall. You will discern and identify that this is the last days. There's a dark shadow covering this nation. The demonic is stealing the hearts and the mind of this nation. The demonic is stealing the hearts and mind of children. We need to be that watchman on the wall. And so what I want to do, you know, and so This is the topic that we've been praying through as a church in the upper room. And I'm taking feel the conviction that God gave during the upper room. And I want us to go into ministry about those things. And so. Let me. I can't hear myself because of the earplug that I have. Let's pray together. Let's pray together as a church. The first conviction that during the upper room, can we be that watchman? And is it just pointing out where the demon is? But the word that I got was celebrate. To celebrate. And what I want us to do as a church is to celebrate. First, celebrate God. Okay? Let's celebrate God. Okay? Psalm 118, verse 7 says, "The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemy." Okay? You know, we do spiritual battle by praising the Lord. Did you know that? Okay? We do spiritual battle by praising the Lord. So proclaim this: the Lord is with me, and he is my helper, and I look in triumph on my enemy. That's Psalm 118, verse 7. Okay, you could turn to, I'm going to read out some verses. You could turn to it and meditate on it. The Lord is with me, he is my helper, I look in triumph on my enemy. And then Psalm 121 verse 3 says this: "He will not let my foot slip. He who watches over me will not slumber." Let's lift that praise to the Lord. He will not let your foot slip. He's not going to let me slip. Right? He watches over me. He will not pass me by. He will not slumber. He will not forget. He will never forget me. Just proclaim that about our Lord. Going to praise the Lord with Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5-6. I'm going to trust in the Lord with all my heart. I'm not going to lean on my own understanding. In all my ways I'm going to acknowledge him, and he will make my path straight. Let's proclaim Proverbs chapter 3. I'm going to trust him with all my heart. I'm not going to lean on my own understanding. In all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge him. And he will make my path straight. Let's just celebrate God. Celebrate the Lord. Second thing we need to do is celebrate you. And we celebrate God. And I want to celebrate you. I want to proclaim this truth over you. Just receive this truth. Okay? You will proclaim freedom for the captive. I want to proclaim this truth over you. I proclaim freedom for the captive. I release from darkness for those who are in prison. I proclaim freedom over you. By the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, I release you from darkness for those who are in for those who feel like they're in a cave. Three things I want you to proclaim over the future, over tomorrow, right? This is the truth from scripture. You will rebuild the ancient ruins. You will restore places that are devastated. You will renew ruined city devastated for generations. You're not a mistake. You're not. Your identity is not brokenness. But God says to you, you will rebuild. You will restore, you will renew. I want to continue to focus on Isaiah 61. It says, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to those who feel like they're in a cave, to those who feel like they're in darkness, this is what God gives to you, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, or oil of gladness instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. As I get older, I'm getting, you know, impatient. You know, God, you know, have much time left. You know, I don't have much time left to use me. You know, how long am I going to struggle with this? You know, when am I gonna overcome this? You know, how can I serve you with this sin? When am I going to be finally completely healed, completely be free from this brokenness? You know, I used to hear the Lord in the past, you know, God would just tell me, be patient, Sam, be patient with me. But then, you know, it's different this season. You know, when I go, how long, God, you know, when, why do I still struggle with this? I don't hear from the Lord, be patient. Sam, be patient. But I always hear, you know, I love you, Sam. That's what I hear from him. I love you. Right? You need to hear his voice in your heart. Hear his voice. This is what he's saying to you. I love you. He's saying, I know you're struggling, but I'm not going to forsake you. I'm not going to leave you. I know you don't know the future, but I'm going to walk with you. I know that you're struggling with your weakness. And God says to me, I'm not going to give up on you. God wants to celebrate you. We celebrate God, and God wants to celebrate you. I know this is not a common, you know, what deliverance ministry would do, you know. Celebrate God, celebrate me. And I want us to, number three, celebrate others. Okay? Celebrate others. One pastor told me, you know, he was being spiritually attacked, you know, and so he just got a guitar and he just starts celebrating, meaning worshiping and praising. You know, I believe those demonic spirits couldn't take it. They're going crazy. And this is how we're going to do spiritual battle. We're going to celebrate. And we're going to celebrate others. And the conviction I had is, you know, I was listening to Pastor Bill Johnson, and he was sharing in one of the streaming, prayer conference, that he was reading this Christian magazine. And every few pages, there will be an advertisement of this conference that's going on in this state or this city or this nation, you know, this conference after conference advertising. And those advertisement for, you know, revival meetings and conference would have the speaker, you know, profile, you know, the speaker. And he knew a lot of those speakers and personally, because, you know, he probably spoke with them at many different conferences. But because of that, he was just being honest. He says, I knew their weakness. I knew their integrity issue. And so when I saw those advertisements and I saw those speakers for those conferences, he said, my heart became indifferent towards them. Okay? My heart became indifferent towards them. Okay? And after he finished reading the magazine, the Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, that's not right. That's not right. So he went back to the first page and went to the first conference advertisement and looked at the speaker, the picture of the speaker. He says he just looked at his face and continued to look at his face. Yeah. Kept looking at his face until he could celebrate what God made in him, not what he was not. He would just keep looking until he could celebrate what God made in him, not what he was not. Not the mistake, not even the integrity issue, character weaknesses, the selfish ambition, until he could see and celebrate what God made in him. And he did that, then he went to the next page, and saw the next speaker, and he said he just looked at his face until he could celebrate what God made in him and in her. And he did that page after page after page until he was finished. I want us to do that, you know, the Holy Spirit's going to put somebody in your heart right now. It's going to put this person in your heart. Some of you, the Holy Spirit don't need to do that. You just know who that is, okay? Who that person is. Who is that person? And then from your heart, look into their face until you could celebrate what God made in him, what God made in her. You know, there was a person that I was struggling with, and I didn't start doing that. And I had such a long list of what they could not, what this person couldn't do, or long list of what this how this person hurt me, how this person rejected me, or how this person did this to me, and said this to me. And I stopped, and I started to celebrate this person. And you know what happened? I felt a spiritual warfare lifting from me. Celebrate what God made in them. So do that with your family members, people who's living in your home, okay? As a parent, it might be your child or your children. It might be your spouse, right? Instead of, gotta be, instead of an A, you know. Oh, then throw out the garbage this morning. celebrate what God made in them. You know what she did or he did 5 years ago? Celebrate what God made in them for your family. Let's look with God's eyes. The picture I just got is you're digging. What you're doing, you're digging and digging, until you get to the diamond. And when you see the diamond, the enemy and his grip on your heart, you can't grab onto it anymore. Can we do this as spiritual family, people in the church? Let's celebrate them. Who is it? Who is that one person the Holy Spirit is saying celebrate? Celebrate that person in the church. Yourself physically, of course, get that sleep that you need, your diet, but spiritually, okay, we're gonna fight the spiritual battle, by celebrating. I'm gonna celebrate God, I'm gonna celebrate myself, and I'm gonna celebrate others. Don't you already feel darkness lift? I do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And may the love, the grace, and the power of God anoint you, move through you, and move out of you. And God's people said, amen. Amen.